Thank you, Father God, for this day. Thanks for everyone being here. I ask your blessing upon each and everyone who hears this message today. As you can see in the screen, the message is the power to stand. Through Jesus Christ, we have the power to stand. To stand in whatever situation we may encounter. Whether it's good situation or bad situation, through Christ, all things are possible. The grass withers, the flowers fades away, but God's word shall stand forever. We have the power to stand. Today's message deals with two aspects. And the two aspects are, we see a healing taking place, and we also see a sermon being delivered. Now, the last time I was here, I spoke to you all about Pentecost and the significance of Pentecost. And we know at that particular time, the 120, probably in the temple or in the upper room, receive power from on high to do many miraculous things. And one of those things that they did, they spoke in other languages. There were people from all over the known Roman Empire, coming from different countries, different languages. And they were amazed to hear an educated Galilean speaking in their own languages. And we know what took place. Peter gave a sermon, and thousands were converted, becoming Christians, and the church was birthed, or the church was born. Now, today's message is taken from Acts chapter 3, where Peter gave that initial sermon, but he also gave another sermon, which not too many ministers talk about, but I will speak about that other sermon. And that other sermon is a sermon that convicts and converts unbelievers to become Christians. Now, as I said, this message has two aspects, a healing and a message. It's taken from the book of Acts, Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 11. And the sermon takes place in 11 through, I would go up to 20, but I will not read all of those verses. I will just narrate what took place with that particular sermon. Now, Peter and John, Acts 3, starting at verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And as Jews are accustomed to praying, there are three times in the day when prayers take place. They take place in the evening and in the morning, and at noontime. And as we are told in Psalm 55:17, evening and morning and at noontime I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. That is, God will hear. So the Jewish custom was to pray three times. And over here in this passage, we see Peter and John went to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, which is about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's one of the time of praying, the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful. This temple is called Beautiful. And you might wonder why it's called Beautiful. Well, I have some ideas, not necessarily correct, but if you think about the pearly gates, it must be a beautiful gate, an entrance into heaven, decorated with precious stones and so forth. Well, this ornate entrance, the beautiful gate, was decorated with Corinthians copper, gold, silver. I mean, it was the main entrance to the temple. And there laid was a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, and was carried daily there, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered the temple. So this individual, crippled, lame from birth, and we, as individuals, we might not be lame from birth, but we certainly do have many factors that hinders us in life. But we know that Christ has given us his Holy Spirit, and that Holy Spirit will enable us to have power to stand in whatever situation we encounter. So this individual who was born crippled was laid at the main entrance of the temple, and he was there begging for alms. Now, Peter and John, who seeing this lame person about to enter the temple, who was asking for alms, Peter said to him and fixed his eyes on him. With John, Peter says, "Look at us." So this lame person, so he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." So in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, we have the power to rise up and walk in whatever situation we may encounter. The same as this lame person, he was begging for a handout to help him out. He was lame, could not work. And he was laid there daily. And Peter and John, fixing their eyes upon him, says, "Silver and gold I have not, but what I do have, and what they do have, and we do have today, is that power through Christ Jesus to stand." And Peter took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones receive strength. So through the power of believing in Jesus Christ, we can have strength to restore us and to lift us up. So after this healing took place, he leaped that is the lame person, up, stand and walk, and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Then they knew that it was he who sat begging alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened. May God bless you with this reading. After the receiving of the Holy Spirit, the apostles and, well, there was 120 in the upper room, went around doing miraculous things. And they all continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in the breaking of bread and prayers. Acts 2:42. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostle. And we're told this in Acts 2:43. Many signs and wonders were done, and fear came over those individuals who saw what was being done through the power of Jesus of Nazareth, through his Holy Spirit. They were amazed at the wonders and signs that were done by the apostles. Now, from the passage, you may ask, the person by whose ministry this miracle was done by Peter and John. Their ministry was to go into all the world preaching the gospel. And they were on their way to the temple for prayer. The time and place of this miracle, it was, as I said from the reading, at the gate beautiful. And the person who received the healing, or the patient on whom this miracle was wrought, was a poor, lame beggar at the temple gate. The method of cure, what Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise and walk. So we don't always have to depend upon silver and gold, but through prayer and knowing that we have a Savior, God so loved us that he sent his one and only begotten Son, Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. And we have power through him, through his Holy Spirit, to accomplish many tasks that may seem impossible to us. And I know there are many tasks that we Christians are faced with. And we pray and pray, and sometimes we don't get an answer. But an answer will come. God, he does answer prayers, but in his own time. But through his Holy Spirit and exercising patience, we will see results. The method of cure to this lame person, as Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give to you in the name of Jesus Christ. So this healing was done in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. the impression this cure made upon this lame person. He was leaping up, stood up, and walked, and entered the temple, walking, leaping, and praising God. And could you imagine those people that were in the temple at that time, at that hour of prayer, seeing what's going on and knowing that this person that was leaping and praising God was the same person that they see daily being laid at the temple gate. So they knew who he was. How the people who were eyewitnesses of this miracle were influenced by it. They were filled with amazement and wonder at what had happened. All the people gathered together in the portico or at Solomon's gate, at Solomon's, how would you say, it was a an area referred to as the portico, Solomon's portico or Solomon's porch. They all gathered there with amazement. This gave Peter and John the opportunity to let them know what was being happened. And now I will read this passage. Now, as the lame man who was healed held on to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the porch, which is called Solomon's, and they were greatly amazed. So when Peter saw it, he responded to the people, "Men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Or why look so intently at us, as though by our own power or goodness or godliness we had made this man walk? The God of Abraham," now this is the sermon being taking place, and he's narrating to these people who were in the porch, Solomon's porch, that portico, with amazement. Peter says, "I didn't do this, but the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied in the presence of Pilate, when he," that is Pilate, "was determined to let Jesus go. But you denied the Holy One and the Just One and asked for a murderer to be granted to you." And we know that murderer was who? Who was that murderer? Barabbas, yes. Barabbas. And they kill the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, of which we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. So, what Peter is saying to them, they didn't do this healing through their own power or their own might, but it was done through the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ. And we, as Christians today, you could consider yourself as being lame in many situations, but through the power of the Holy Spirit, we have that power that can make us stand. So Peter continued, and he says, "Yet now, brethren, I know that you did it in ignorance, that is, you know, delivering up Jesus to be crucified, in ignorance, as did also your rulers. But those things which God foretold by the mouth of his prophets, that the Christ should suffer, he has thus fulfilled. And then he goes on to say, which was said in Acts 2:38, and it's being repeated here. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord Jesus, and that he may send Jesus Christ, whom was preached to you beforehand. Wonderful, isn't it? A sermon was given of repentance, similar to that which was given in Acts 2:38, that they should repent. And what a blessed place for this to take place in Solomon's portico, after this lame person was healed. He did not expect to be healed. He was looking for alms, but received something greater than alms. He received the healing through Jesus Christ. When Peter saw that gathering in the portico, he responded to the people. He ascribed the cure of this lame person, impotent man, to the power of Jesus Christ. He exhorted them to become Christians, as he says, repent and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. They must believe that Jesus Christ is the promise, the seed which God had told Abraham, all the kindreds of the earth shall be blessed. This promise was made to Abraham, and that promise, you can look it up and read it in Genesis 12:13. He tells them what they may expect. And we know what he said, that they should repent and accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Now, to conclude, the conclusion of this matter, they should have pardon for their sins, remission for their sins. And we're told in Isaiah, and this is just so beautiful, Isaiah 44:22, I have blotted out like a thick cloud your transgression, and like a cloud your sins. Return to me, for I shall redeem you. So Peter is saying to them, repent and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Now, what is the takeaway from this message? There is a beautiful takeaway from this message. And I'll just briefly state what that takeaway is. Even though I have things written here, I will read this in a little while. But the main takeaway is, we're told as Christians, and I have been told over the years, that, and some believers in the churches of Christ would say that these signs and wonders and miracles took place back then, but these signs and wonders do not happen today. Well, that's false. That's false. Signs and wonders do happen today. The signs and wonders that happens today comes through faith in Jesus Christ. and in believing that He can make you stand. Prayer through the Holy Spirit, as the Apostle Paul says, that we should pray with all kinds of prayer. Pray in the Spirit, and we know that Christ will make things happen. They might not happen miraculously as we see this man healing and jumping and walking. But we don't need to see healing as what happened in the book of Acts. Because the book of Acts, as I refer to it, commonly refer to it as the act of the Holy Spirit, where many miraculous things and healing takes place. We don't need to have those things taking place today. They have already taken place. All we need to do is believe in Jesus Christ, believe that He can do these things, and in time to come, miracles will happen. Is God performing miracles today? Certainly, yes, but not as we have seen in the book of Acts. Now, as I says, the takeaway is, and His name, through faith in His name, has made this man strong and will make us strong and whole. See and know, yes, that faith, which comes through Him, has given that man a perfect soundness, and perfect soundness shall come in due time if we only believe what God has said through Jesus Christ, that all things are possible. Not some things, all things are possible. And I think there is a song that we do sing, and all things are possible to him, to her, who believes in Jesus Christ. So we don't need to see all these miracles that happened. And it happened back then to convince those unbelievers that there is a God, a mighty and powerful God. And we know that there is a mighty and powerful God, for all of His works and promises is in the Bible. We have the written word today. All we need to do is trust and believe, and God, in His own time, will lift us up and make us stand, and stand mightily. May God bless you all. Amen.